I'm twisted up inside, but nonetheless, I don't know the words. In the future, the past is a clearer every day.
With that really cool like drum beat.
It's September 4th, 1980-something, and my brother Barry, so this is Pop Culture Manchild and PCMC. I'm Mike Bongiorno. I'm joined again by Emilio Sparks. Emilio, how are you?
I'm doing good, bud. How are you?
Fantastic.
I wore the crop top again.
Thank you. We are doing a mini episode. If you're new to Pop Culture Manchild, what the kids call PCMC, we do an episode every single Wednesday. Some episodes are longies, and the longies, they've got news, they've got obsessions, they've got chill sesh, and then we do special episodes where we talk about specific things. Today is a specific episode. We are talking about the series The Goldbergs.
So is this a mini or a medium-y?
It depends on how long we go.
Okay, I get it.
I try to not say it in the beginning anymore.
You don't say minis anymore.
No, I just say these are the specials. Sometimes they are mini.
Because I remember when you and I would do this song and dance for 90 episodes.
Yeah, one of the early minis is like 15 minutes or something,
which
right?
I thought was perfect. Because I was just lazy and I didn't want to edit for 2 hours.
Since I've been editing the show, it's been getting longer and longer and longer.
Because you like that. And I
like the Pete Holmes thing. I wanted to be 4 hours.
Yeah, that was like one of the things you and I would clash about.
Well, because you were like, I want it nice and tight. I want it to be like broadcast ready. And I'm like, no, I want it to meander. Yeah. I want people to not be able to listen to it.
I don't want concise thought.
I want it to just go and go and go.
I just want it to ramble.
Janine's episodes are the longest. Because me and her...
Well, you and Janine have a lot in common.
Right, and I think we're friends, but we didn't hang out for a long time, so maybe we've got catching up to do.
Yeah, and Janine's a good conversationalist.
Yeah, so, but our episodes tend to be
I like
long.
Her episodes. Her episodes are good.
Now, this is the second time it's come up, because the last time you were on, the Goldbergs was your obsession.
Yeah, I finished that, 6 seasons.
Well, not the last time you were on, but a while ago. And we didn't talk about it too much.
No.
But then I went back and I had watched it the whole way through and I rewatched it.
On Hulu?
Yes.
Yeah.
And now I just started Schooled, the spinoff.
I want to watch that, but as you know, Baywatch is taking top priority.
You got 9 more seasons of that. So if you don't know Goldbergs, it is a ABC sitcom.
Semi-autobiographical.
I think a lot of that's kind of bullshit. Because it's so sitcom-y, it's like, this didn't happen in your life.
I don't know, man. I mean, you know.
So it's produced by Adam F. Goldberg.
Yeah, make sure you say the F.
F, because the other Adam Goldberg gets mad. Adam F. Goldberg, and he'd done a few things before. He actually wrote the really awful film Fanboy, which, do you remember that movie?
Yeah, I did. I try to block it out, but yeah, it's bad.
They go on a road trip to Sea Stars, episode 1. Yeah, that movie's terrible. And Uncle Marvin's in that movie. This is based on his family. All the characters are based on his family. And he grew up, just like the character Adam in the show, recording things on his VHS, which is the same VHS I had as a kid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And so every episode ends with some clips of his real family.
And that's why I think it syncs up, because there are things in the film
right.
that make sense.
But, you know, there are obviously... The big change is that he comes from a family with 2 brothers, Barry and Eric.
Yeah.
And in the show, he turned Eric into Erica.
Which is probably the smartest move.
Well, I think, yeah. Well, Erica, I think, is one of the most interesting characters.
I think she's the best character.
All right, so let's break down the characters. The main character, ostensibly, is Adam.
Yes.
And Adam on the show is played by Sean Giambrone. But Adam... is voiced by Patton Oswalt as adult Adam doing like, you know, doing the voiceover.
Yeah.
Like kind of like How Wonder I Met Years. Your Mother.
Yeah.
You know, How I Met Your Mother, right. And then, so he's the youngest kid. Then you've got Barry, the sort of hothead one. And he's
another great character.
He's great. He's played by Troy Gentile. And then the oldest is Erica Goldberg. She's played by Haley Arantia.
Beautiful voice.
Yeah, she's got a singing career.
I downloaded her EP. It's really good.
She's really great. Yeah. The mom is Wendy McClendon Covey.
She's fantastic. Dude, she's so
She kills it in every episode. She is... You might know her from Bridesmaids. She's one of the bridesmaids. And then, of course, the dad is Jeff Garland from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Garland's great.
And then you've got Pops, Albert Pops Solomon, played by the great George Segal. And then as the show goes on, they really... they really expand the cast to like all the teachers in the school, all their friends. It's an entire
universe.
You know, his
JTP.
JTP. Dave Kim.
I love Dave Kim.
And he names all these people after real people in his life.
If I ever did a sitcom, I'd have a Mike Buongiorno.
Yeah.
I'd have a Joe Scoonge.
And then you'd show the real footage.
And I'd show the real footage.
Yeah, every episode ends with real footage. And I've become, after watching it for so long, I'm really good at figuring out what it's going to be. Because sometimes if there's a new character, like a new friend, I'll be like, okay, there's a new friend in the show. There's going to be an extra or a small speaking part that's going to be someone who's clearly not an actor, and that's going to be the real friend. And yeah. In the end, they're going to do a split screen, and you're going to go, oh, shit, the real friend was in the episode.
Yeah, but they also –
but then sometimes it's like footage.
No, but sometimes like Adam's second girlfriend, Jackie.
Jackie. Jackie plays Jackie's mother. Mom. Which is crazy.
Yeah. Like – so Dana wasn't the name of his first girlfriend,
right.
But she, the woman that didn't want to sign off on that, yeah. So they just changed the name.
Right, right. But then his best friend, Muscles Mursky, I think her mother's also played by the real Muscles Mursky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And here's a tidbit of information. Yeah. I don't know if you know this.
Mm-hmm.
The actress that plays Muscles Mursky.
Yeah.
And the actor that plays Adam.
Mm-hmm.
They're a couple in real life.
That's adorable. It's funny because in the show, they are like such platonic friends that would never be that way.
Yeah,
it's funny watching it back again. He's such a baby in the first two seasons.
Oh my
god, he's a little kid.
Yeah, and then
and
he
now
grows
he's
up.
Like a man.
Yeah,
I mean he's still got the high pitched voice and the lazy eye,
the wonky eye.
Yeah, in the later seasons they get a lot out of him taking his glasses off and having the lazy eye.
That's
and
great.
People be like, "Who are you looking at? Are you looking at me?" It's such a look. It's not like a Netflix show. It's like an old-fashioned sitcom where you can basically watch any episode and you're going to get it.
Yeah, you're never going to get lost.
Right. There's a continuity to it, you know, with some of the characters' relationships, like the brother Barry and his girlfriend Lainey Lewis. That sort of continues on. But really, it's not like – it's not the kind of thing where it's a every episode's a puzzle piece. Every episode can be watched in its own, and it's a little corny. Every episode ends on a very corny note of like happy family ABC sitcom. You know, hugging and everyone learns something. But I'm not going to put it down for that. Me and my brother Anthony talked about sitcoms a couple episodes ago. You know, sitcoms have their place. And I kind of like the warm feeling
Me
of
too.
The Goldbergs. It feels like something I would have watched as a kid, but still smarter, still funny. I think we're, you know, Goldbergs has some corny characters and it's got some corny scenarios and it always ends on a sweet moment. But I think where it cuts really sharp is the dialogue. Some of the dialogue is really genuinely funny.
Of course it is. Like when they were talking about icicles being sky knives. Don't look up at the icicles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, anything with Jeff Garland and the kids.
Garland's amazing.
I think the back and forth is really strong.
He calls the kids morons. Their mother is overbearing.
Smother.
Smother is what they call her.
Smother.
Barry calls himself Big Tasty.
Because he raps. He likes to rap.
Right. And he also thinks he's a martial arts master.
He can do anything. He wants Big Tasty. Yeah.
Then you've got every Thanksgiving you have Uncle Marvin comes over.
I think the Thanksgiving episodes are probably the best episodes.
You think so?
Yeah.
What's your favorite one?
The one where
shit always goes wrong.
Yeah,
obviously,
that's
right?
Why. I think when he's the mall security and
yeah.
They steal the kit car.
Yes. Oh, him and Uncle Marvin.
Yeah.
Because Uncle Marvin's like, he's the younger brother of Jeff Collins' character. And
potential
he's
fuck up.
He's a fuck up. So basically every Thanksgiving, he shows up in like a new car with a new suit. And he's like, I'm a nurse now. I'm a doctor. You know, I'm a movie star now.
I'm a chiropractor.
I just watched the one where he's like, I'm going to be a star now. And you find out he just was arrested on an episode of Cops.
Cops, yeah.
And he thought that was his big break.
And they filmed Die Hard at the treehouse.
Yeah. There's a lot. If you love the 80s nostalgia, it's full of the 80s nostalgia.
Everything. The toys.
Oh, my God. There are episodes, you know, based on
toys.
Toys, yeah. I'm trying to find Uncle Marvin's name. Because Uncle Marvin, you might also know him because he's in the Fantastic Beasts movies. Oh, Dan Folger is Uncle Marvin. It's funny. In like season 5, there's an Uncle Marvin episode just randomly in there. And the kid's knocking his door. And he's like, what is it? Thanksgiving already?
Yeah.
He's only there for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, yeah. And then it was – but well, he had to fight Adam F. He had to fight the other Adam Goldberg. And then they did the whole Karate Kid sequence.
Right, right.
That was a really
– There are theme episodes where sometimes – instead of the normal Goldberg's beginning, it'll be like a parody of the poster. Like there's the Ferris Bueller one, there's the Karate Kid
Barry's
one.
Day Off.
Barry's Day Off. That's a really good one. Wow. They put a lot of work into, if you watch, you can find online like Side by Side. Like they put a lot of work into like, even like continuity errors. Like they like
kept, they'll do it on purpose. Yeah.
Yeah. You know the story behind the Karate Kid episode, right?
Well, is it because he was arguing with Adam Goldberg on Twitter?
Yeah, the Adam Goldberg, who's an actor. He was on Friends. I think he was in Saving Private Ryan. He had been complaining that people were adding him on Twitter thinking that he was Adam F. Goldberg, the creator of the Goldbergs. So he was kind of being a dick. So he on Twitter was like, oh, the Goldbergs has been canceled. No, he said the Goldbergs has been changed to this station at this time, which was the time of his show. And Adam F. Goldberg was like, don't worry, we haven't been canceled. We're still on ABC. That's just the other Adam Goldberg. I'm sure it's just a half hour of him complaining about me. And then they kept going back and forth. So on the show, they made it a running gag of Adam starts calling himself Adam F. Goldberg. And people are like, why? And he's like, oh, there's another Adam Goldberg.
He's touchy about it, but he's a nice guy. Yeah.
He's very dark. He's much edgier than I am, which is clearly a fuck you to the other Adam Goldberg. And then in one episode, they fight. It's really funny because
they reenact the Karate Kid scene between Johnny and Daniel LaRusso.
But it's clearly him talking to the real Adam Goldberg, because the Adam F. Goldberg on the show, the main kid, is like, nobody cares about us.
Yes.
Like, nobody don't. What are you worried about confusing us? We're nobody gives a shit about. We're the only ones who care, which is clearly him speaking to the other Adam Goldberg.
Yeah, of course.
There's a really funny meta moment in the last season that was on, which was season 6, where he makes a Goldberg's video game.
Yes.
And it's basically like the people in the show react to the video game, which is kind of like how his real life family reacted to him making the show.
Yeah.
And then like there's one part where they're like, oh, we don't understand. Like, why'd you change your brother Eric? Why'd you change Erica to Eric? Because he makes it Eric in the game. And he's like, I don't understand. If it's winter, why is it always sunny? And you're never clear on what time it is. Like, it's all the shit that people actually say about the Goldbergs, because there's no continuity in it.
No.
If this is an episode of a Ghostbusters 2, that's what it is. Then the next episode is an episode about twins. Like, you can't go, oh, but this came out then and that came out then.
No, yeah, no.
No, that's why every episode begins with, it's 1980-something.
It throws you off because you don't know what it is. So I'll do that. Like, one time they were talking about Pops.
Right.
Was about to watch the dismantling of the Berlin Wall.
Right.
And he runs in and is like, I have to watch something more important
than the Toys R Us
sweepstakes.
Sweepstakes, yeah. They don't care. It doesn't matter.
Which I like. I like that, you know, you can't pinpoint when and what and who and how.
It's just the sort of the
80s.
It's the ether of the 80s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, it's old music is existing at that time.
Perfect.
Right. If we want to do an episode where he goes to see Die Hard, then he goes to see Die Hard. It doesn't matter. So let's talk about Pops. I love Pops. Pops played by George Segal. He's great.
Great guy.
He was...
I always say if something goes awry, fakakta.
Oh, he's always with the Yiddish.
Yeah, I love it. I love saying that.
He says whenever the kids are like something crazy happens, he goes, what's happening?
What's happening? What are we doing?
Yeah, that's one of his... There's a lot of catchphrases.
I wish my grandfather would dress up like Optimus Prime or a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, yeah.
And be part of my zany hijinks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's always making little movies with his grandpa.
One of my favorite Pops-centric episodes is when he was talking about being a soldier in the army.
Hogan's Heroes?
Yeah, but it was literally, he was telling the Hogan's Heroes stuff, and then when Adam found out that it wasn't Pops doing these things, and he found out that he had to sell, that he was responsible for the pants of every soldier.
Right.
That was really funny.
That was hilarious.
And then the matchup, like shot for shot with Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah.
Really funny stuff.
Yeah. That's a great episode. All the Pops episodes are great. I just watched the one where Pops, because they're Jewish, and they come from Russia, and Pops has the relative from the old country come in, and they perfect stranger him.
Yes.
And he's like, yeah, and then the relative's like, they are perfect strangering me. And Adam's like, you get that show in Russia? And he's like, no, you talk about your plan right in front of me. It takes place in Philly.
Yes.
Barry is always wearing the orange Philadelphia Flyer shirt.
He calls it orange.
Until the one episode where it gets destroyed and then he gets a new one.
He gets a new one. What about the relationship with him and Lainey Lewis? What do you think?
Lainey Lewis is great. She's now the star of the spinoff Schooled.
Yeah, I like Lainey.
I love Lainey. She's also Catra in the new She-Ra.
Catra, yeah.
She's great. She was Erica's best friend, and then Barry always had a crush on her, and then she liked him back.
And then they became an item.
And then become an item. Lainey's father, played by David Koechner.
Bill Lewis.
He's great.
Mary's one and only friend.
Yeah. But first, they don't like each other because they root for different teams.
The Cowboys and the Eagles.
Yeah.
Huge rivalry.
Yeah. Then Barry's got his group, the JTP.
JTP.
So the JTP stands for Jenkintown Posse. And every time somebody says JTP, the others have to call and respond, JTP. And the JTP are Andy, who's the short one that Barry's always making fun of for being short. Matt Bradley, who's the nice one.
Oh, he's adorable, Matt Bradley.
Naked Rob, who's really never naked, but he's Naked Rob. And then Jeff Schwartz, who I think is a real person.
Yes.
And he was Eric's friend.
Well, all the JTP are real.
Right. But Eric, in the show, Jeff Schwartz goes out with Erica.
Yeah.
And in the show, in real life, I think they were just platonic friends.
Well, no, in the show, yeah. The JTP are Barry's friends.
Right.
And in real life, the JTP is Barry's friends. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just so Eric was part of the JTP as well.
Right.
But they can't. They
wanted to differentiate.
They had to differentiate.
Make them different ages and stuff. Yeah.
But what about the Goldberg girls, though, with the Frentas?
The Frentas, right.
Frentas are great, too.
Yeah, that's what's... Oh, God.
Beverly's friends.
Right. One of them is Flo from the Progressive ads.
Progressive ads.
One of them is... Oh, the
Chad Kemp's mother.
Yes. And Chad Kemp's dad is played by the real Chad Kemp.
Yes,
except for season one, he's played by fucking what's his name from Scrubs.
I know you're talking about.
The brother.
The brother, yeah.
Who else? We've got, okay, there's Adam's girlfriends. He has two girlfriends.
Let me ask you, did you like the change?
The Jackie change?
Yeah, because I like Jackie 1, not a fan of Jackie 2.
Well, Jackie 1 is like too busy being a fucking woke icon on Twitter now.
I know, but Jackie 1 was really good. Jackie 1 makes that character.
What yeah, they I feel like Jackie 2 plays it differently.
Yeah,
so
they
should have
just made her a new character.
Yeah, unless he really marries Jackie, and that's something we don't know yet.
Oh, I don't... There's so much...
Because sometimes there are things where you think like, oh, this is probably just in the show, and then it'll be like, wow, it was always there, and it's like, oh, shit, like, he was... Like, there's an episode in season 3 where Barry, like... decides he wants to be a doctor, and then you find out Barry actually is a doctor in real life.
Yeah,
I prefer Jackie 1, but maybe I like Jackie 2, but you know, I just feel like I like
Jackie
1.
Well, I just like
1.
Rowan as an actress.
Right, Rowan Blanchard, who is, she was in
Girl Meets World.
She was also like the bully in Wrinkle in Time.
I just think she's good. She's a great actress.
She is good. She's very good. She's really interesting on Instagram, too. Like, a lot of, like, really... She just cut her hair short, and she's she's like a model, almost. But, like, she's also, like, very... She put out some, like, book of poetry or whatever. She's cool. But I like the new Jackie, too. Jackie is, like, the more nerdy girlfriend.
Yes.
Where Dana was the first girlfriend who was, like, his childhood crush.
His crush, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're all, like... You know what I like about it is the innocence of childhood...
Right.
And the innocence of your first crush and, you know, things of that nature where, you know, Dana is – as Dana is progressing and getting more popular, Adam feels left out. So he tries to become part of the cool kids and Dana looks at him and is like, can't we just go do what we normally do? Like,
right.
He's like, what? You want to be – what? Like, ain't I boring? Don't you – no. She goes, I like being with you. I like playing video games with you. I like watching
movies
with
you. But then they do grow apart, right?
They do.
Because she moves away and then she comes back and he tries to take her to a Weird Al Yankovic
concert.
And Weird Al was in it playing himself. And she's like, I don't get it. He just takes songs and he makes them worse.
You know, but that also goes with, you know, how I watched it, where you are as opposed to when you leave and then you come back and you've changed but the place and the people don't. So I was like, that's a really interesting take to do.
One of my favorite side characters, I think, is Johnny Atkins.
I love Johnny Atkins because I'm a big Rush fan.
Yeah.
And the episode that was Atkins heavy was the Highlander episode.
Yes.
But which is one of my favorite movies.
He originally comes on just as like a sort of one note joke. Like, he's like, you see him and you think he's going to be like a nerd because he's got glasses, he's wearing a Rush t-shirt, he's got a fucking ponytail.
Sweet ponytail.
But he's so confident that Erica likes him.
And he's a saxophone player.
Yeah, he's a saxophone person. And then...
criminal. Bully.
Right. He refers to himself in the third person. He always calls their mom hot. He's hot. Like, you're smoking hot, mom. And then he also bullies Adam, but he's maintained in the show. He's even in the pilot to Schooled.
I gotta watch Schooled.
Schooled is interesting.
Well, which pilot? Is it the first pilot?
The first pilot. The one without Lainey. The one that's part of season.
Yeah, I've watched that one.
Yeah. But people were upset about that because it was going to be starring Tim Meadows and his sister, where they're people of color. And then I guess ABC didn't like it, so they reworked it to make one of the characters from the Goldbergs, Lainey, the star. Yeah. And Lainey is a white person.
Lame.
Johnny Atkins. Highlander episode's great. They start a Highlander. He's picking on Adam, so Adam's mother
creates the Highlander Club.
No, she makes them go on a play date. And then he sleeps. They watch Highlander, and they both love it. And the shop teacher is played by the bad guy from Highlander. What's his name?
There can be only one.
Oh, fuck. What's his name? He does
everything.
He does a lot of voices, too. I think he's the voice of... I'm going to look it up. Highlander.
The Kurgan.
Clancy Brown.
Great voice.
Clancy Brown, yeah.
He plays the shop teacher.
Yeah.
My favorite is Rick Milner.
Yes. And there was a real Coach Milner.
Coach Milner.
Rick Milner is the coach who he calls Goldberg. He calls Barry Goldberg, but he calls Adam Goldfarb.
Goldfarb.
Right.
And I like that. When
he wears the little shorts, he's got the whistle.
And then they move Coach Milner to school. And right. Then Coach Milner comes in.
His brother.
His brother, played by Bill Goldberg, former professional wrestler.
Yeah.
So now we have Bill Goldberg in a active TV role, which I like as well.
Yes.
So, and I like Bill Goldberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they took out characters that they were going to put in Schooled and took them out of Goldberg's.
Yeah.
Because Milner's a big part of Goldberg's.
Milner's a huge
Milner's a big part of Schooled.
Milner's just, I like Milner just right. In general as coach.
Because the point, I don't know if we've said it yet, the point of Schooled is it's a spinoff that takes place in the 90s, not the 80s. And it's about the teachers at the school.
Yeah.
That's been pretty firmly established. In the Goldbergs, the principal at school is the great fucking, what's his name?
Stephen Tobolowsky.
Tobo. And the guidance counselor is Tim Meadows. But in school, Tobo's gone and Tim Meadows is now the principal. And Tobo's great because he and all the other teachers are terrified of Adam's mother because she comes down and complains and gets her children special treatment.
That's what mothers do. Did you make
poo-poos?
Did you make poo-poo,
Shmoo? You've got to make.
Shmoo, did you make?
Her like catchphrase is, I have failed as a mother.
I have failed as a mother.
Because, you know, her children are always hurting her feelings.
Always. Once she brings out the little pack of tissues.
Yeah.
It's over.
She's always got different sweaters.
I love the sweaters.
And a lot of times at the end of the episode, they'll interview the real Bev.
I love Bev.
She's the real deal.
That's a good show, man.
It really is.
It's a good show.
If you want a show that is light fare, it's fun, it's funny, it's got great dialogue, it's got characters you like. You end up being like, I care about what happens to Barry. I care about what happens to these characters. You know, Barry, I haven't seen him in anything else. And I hope that actor doesn't get typecasted or stuck in that role because I think he's really talented.
He is.
Did you ever see there's an episode where at the end they do an outtake where he does freestyle rap and he actually is good at it.
Yeah.
And the crew goes crazy because in the show his thing is he's terrible at it. Yeah. And
he'll just up after my name is Big Tasty.
Right. He'll have one good line and then keep repeating it over and over again and over again.
No, I like him a lot.
The sister Erica Haley Arntiana, she's got the singing career, but she also she starred in God Is Not Dead 2.
Okay.
Which is one of those Christian motion pictures. But she seems to got a lot going on.
Okay.
Jeff Garland, of course.
It's Jeff Garland.
Is Jeff Garland. When he started doing the Goldbergs, he said, I'll do it, but built into my contract is if Larry David ever wants to do more Curb, I've got to go do Curb. And they were like, sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that has happened in the 6 years that although I'm sure Goldbergs pays so much more than
Curb.
Yeah,
of course.
But Curb is what gets him, I guess, the fucking
It gives him the itch.
Yeah.
And Sean Giambrone, the kid that plays Adam, he has a good voiceover career with a lot of – he's done a lot of cartoons for – yeah, he's done a lot of cartoons on Nickelodeon.
That makes a lot of sense because he's got this sort of high-pitched voice.
Eventually it'll change.
Eventually.
But he's also a kid, so.
I wonder how old he is at this point.
He's got to be – I would assume 17, right?
He's in Ralph Breaks the Internet. He's in the Emoji Movie. He's in Big Hero 6. He's in Loud House. Oh, he's in a lot of cartoons.
He's got a good voice.
He's in the Kim Possible Movie.
Which is live action, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does a lot of stuff. Good for him. Good for him.
Make that money, kid.
Make it now. And of course, George Segal is a fucking...
He's done
everything. Was in fucking Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. He's been in movies forever.
He was Oscar nominated.
He's a classic guy. I love Pops. He's the best.
I like when Pops gets drunk and does his annual Thanksgiving toast.
I love when they'll make references to the fact that, like, Pops is a ladies' man.
Yep.
Like, you'd be like, I had a date last night with two sisters. Like, it's always, like, in the background. It's never a big deal.
Even when he gambles?
Yeah.
I like the episode where he wore the fallen and I can't get up thing around his neck.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the woman looks at him and he was like, oh, I'm good.
Like she's gonna go to bed with him. And then she's like, you know what?
I got a long day. I'll call you. And then Pops goes, no, I'll call you. You don't do the calling.
It's such a fun show.
I like when they go to Pops' retirement community in Florida, the timeshare.
Yeah.
And they steal the Knish.
Right, which is a real thing that happens.
Which is a real story.
Yeah. Tell your grandchildren they got no splashing. They hear you whistle.
Yeah. What's the other one?
What about in the like the pilot or the second episode, they take away his license because he's told to drive?
Yeah.
And then in like season three, they're like, how do you get here every day? He's like, I drive. And like, what are you not supposed to be driving? He's like, well, you know. Like.
Yeah.
And then they take it away again.
I like that it's an ongoing. Well, yeah, when Adam starts to drive.
Right, right. He's like, now you'll drive.
Now you'll drive.
Because Adam and him are BFF.
They go on all sorts of adventures.
Yeah.
I want a grandfather that I can do that with.
He's literally always there.
Yeah. Do you think I should just randomly find an old man just to hang out with?
Oh, that'd be great.
And just call him Pops?
To make movies with and stuff.
Yeah, but like I got it like 70 maybe like 75. Yeah. Still a little spry.
Yeah, they've got to be young at heart.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I think so. And then it'd be like, well, who is this old man always with Emilio? It's his grandfather. Well,
That's Pops. I'll tell you what I think is the low point for the Goldbergs.
What?
That would be in this last season, they did a baffling crossover with the movie The Wedding Singer.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
It's baffling. I guess the reason is because Adam Sandler's company produces the show.
Yeah, I can see that.
But that movie's old and like they don't meet the Adam Sandler character. They just have like scenes going on.
That he's there.
Like they're on like Barry and Lainey have a scene on the plane at the end while he's singing to Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
And they keep cutting to the Drew Barrymore stuff. And like you can tell it's different because that's film.
Yeah.
And it's very baffling to me. It was a low point.
The only connection was the John Lovitz character.
John Lovitz, right. He reprised his character as the sort of evil competitor, wedding singer, and he talks to Wendy McClellan Covey.
So that's pretty much it.
It's weird. It's so weird.
I mean, they could have had Sandler do it.
Yeah,
Sandler should have did it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna do it, that's what you should do.
Like, do it.
Like to be like it's gonna. I guess they both take place in the 80s, but it's like it was really like who's asking for this? It was bizarre.
It would have been cool if they did it the right way. Instead of just splicing in the clips.
Right. It would have been cool if they did it when the movie... Like if the movie had just come out and, like, they did that, like, it would be cool. You know what I mean? But, like, it just feels like, why are we doing this? So bizarre. What did you think of the Freddy Krueger episode? They had Robert Englund come back as Freddy Krueger.
So that was good. And it's Adam talking to Freddy. No, it's Beverly.
Beverly has a nightmare.
Beverly having a nightmare talking to Freddy. And Freddy's like... What?
Right, right. No. She starts complaining and he starts helping her with her problems.
Yeah, and he's like, and then he realizes what he's doing and he's like, no, I'm not supposed to be doing this.
I found it a little bit of a bummer because he's clearly so old now that it's like, even behind the makeup, like you could hear it in his voice and it's like, oh, dude, what are you doing?
You know, I never really got into the Freddy Krueger movies. I've never watched I've only watched maybe like two or three minutes here or there.
If there's a Freddy Krueger mini this Halloween season, you're not involved.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
All right. That's all right. No.
But please keep me in mind for all the other Halloween hijinks. Because you know how we do Halloween.
Do you do Jason? Do you ever do Jason movies?
No.
Chucky?
No.
Michael Myers?
No.
You're no use to me.
How about we just watch one? And we talk about it.
But you won't like them because they're not good. You have to have seen them as a child and now have nostalgia.
Oh, okay.
Actually, there's one really good Jason movie, Jason Lives. I'll show you that one.
Okay. Is it like Fletch Lives?
Exactly. Same plot.
Oh, okay, it's cool. Same plot. I'm with it then.
All right. This has been Pop Culture Man Children. If you haven't watched The Goldbergs, it's all on Hulu. Go and watch it. It's fun. I'm telling you, you enjoy yourself. Why not enjoy yourself?
I think you should.
Emilio, thanks for being here.
Hey, my pleasure.
That's Emilio Sparks. You can find him on Twitter at Emilio Sparks.
Yeah.
You can tweet him.
Yeah.
You can Instagram him.
Yeah.
Snapchat.
I'm everywhere.
What if they want to slide into your DMs? Is that inappropriate?
No, that's fine. Just tell me, hey, you know, I like the episode and this is what I thought and blah, 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 blah. You know, chime in.
Okay. You could also listen to Emilio every week on WrestleRap, which is available everywhere podcasts are available. So is this show.
Yeah.
Pop Culture Man Children, available anywhere you can get podcasts.
Do it.
You can follow Pop Culture Man Children on Instagram and don't forget the hashtag PCMCPod.
Emilio. Mikey.
Let's go bye-bye.
Let's go.